Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, February 15th, 5:30. Thank you guys for getting up. The show, pre-show, half hour, just for you guys, up early with us. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. Did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
Yeah. I mean, it was really, we didn't really do much, honestly. Mm-hmm. We did exchange gifts. I got some really cool, like, workout clothes that I was wanting. There was, like, a new line that came out at a place with a brand that I really like to wear when I work out. And so my husband got me this exclusive, like, set that just came out, and I was really excited about that. And he got me a dress that he loves when I wear red, so he got me a red dress.
And it's so Valentine's Day,
yes,
too, right?
And it's really cute. Uh-huh. He did a good job. I was really impressed. He's very good at picking out clothes for me. I don't know how other ladies feel about their guy picking out their clothes, but Matt does a really good job picking out clothes that I will wear and that I like and that are cool, you know? And so I was like, wow, this is a nice dress. Nice job. High five. So yeah, it was really nice. I got him a couple of things. And so I had to go do the, Vegas Thrill. Their first game is tonight. And so I was over at the Dollar Loan Center for most of the afternoon doing like a run through, mm-hmm, how everything is going to go, rehearsal, just kind of laying things out. So I was there. So by the time I got home, he decided to go grab us some takeout, and we just hung out and had dinner. It was really nice.
That's a nice little Valentine's Day. And
yeah,
then, so the home opener is tonight. Mercedes is the team's MC, which is awesome. I'm so happy for you to know how much you love volleyball. And this team just seems amazing. So what time is the game tonight? And can people still buy tickets?
There are some left, but they're saying it's going to sell out.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be packed. But if you want to get tickets, I believe there are still some left. It starts at 7 tonight. Doors open, I believe, at 5:30. They just put out a thing last night on Instagram, if you don't follow them.
I saw that. Yeah, they explained like the step-by-step. If you're going to the game tonight, here's what you need to know. Where to park. I saw that last night.
Yeah, so if you want to come out, don't bring any volleyballs. No volleyballs allowed, because a lot of the girls and kids will bring them in order to get them signed and stuff, and they're not allowing that. They don't want a bunch of people bringing volleyballs in there. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. The show's, I mean, what they have planned, it's gonna be amazing. Yeah, we're really excited.
And we had some of the players in here, some of the girls in here yesterday, and once they announced the team, we just started playing this song, AC/DC Shoot to Thrill,
yeah,
as like their theme song. It's a great song, and every time we talked about the volleyball team, we just played this song, and some of the girls like, yes, it's kind of become like our adopted theme song. But tonight, the ladies will come out to their official theme song.
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
Yes.
Oh, you're smiling.
Yeah, I can't say, but I last night played it for my husband. I go, okay, imagine this. I was setting the scene.
Uh-huh.
The lights go down.
You're right.
There's all sorts of like strobe lights going on, and then I say, and welcome your Vegas Thrill, and then I hit the song. He goes, dude, he was like, oh, he's like, that's gonna be awesome. So we're really excited.
And it's a song we all know.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. It depends on your musical preferences. I don't know. Does my mom know it? I'm not sure. Do you guys know it? Probably.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, it's going to be so good. So yeah. Then I guess starting tomorrow, we'll have to change out our official Vegas Thrill music.
Well, I think it's still good.
I think the song's great.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just kind of generates some excitement.
Multiple layers
yes,
to these ladies.
Exactly.
That's great.
So how was your night?
It was nice. It was, well, Lara's out of town, so my Valentine's Day was just kind of like me hanging out with the dogs, but it was a good day. I went over to Magic, that big fashion convention is taking place right now, and so I went over there for Channel 8 and covered that last night. And I love the fact that it's staying out lighter later. So I got home last night about 5:30. It was still light out. So I did a nice outdoor workout, played with Jax. I went for a run, had some dinner, got my work done. It was a nice day. I mean, all things considered, not having your wife in town for Valentine's Day.
But you guys never really do anything crazy for Valentine's Day anyway,
and
right?
That's the thing, so, too. It's not like you'd be doing dinner or anything. But yeah, but it was still a nice day. It was a nice afternoon for me.
Well, we're super excited. We've got a lot coming up this morning, including a major concert announcement happening right around 6:15 this morning. Not only will we be making that announcement, but we will have your tickets to the show. So make sure you are listening for that. But right now, let's get things started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Rhythm of the Night by Corona? This is the rhythm of the night. Do you want to hear Pony by Ginuwine? Or do you want to hear Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters? Your choices. We are going to take your votes right now. All you got to do, you can send us a tweet at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page at Mercedes in the Morning, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, we're going to talk about how certain families are known for certain things. Is your family known for something? Like maybe you guys only drive a certain type of car, or maybe you only use a certain brand and everyone knows it. Steph's family is known as a family for this, and we're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Pony by Ginuwine is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Make sure you're listening. In less than a half hour, major concert announcement with some really cool tickets to go along with it. That is on the way. Is your family known for something? Like, your family is the Jeep family. Like, you all drive Jeeps. Or your family is the hiking family. You guys are all known for just being like exceptional hikers, and that's all you love to do. Steph, your family is known for something. And is this like known within just your small group, or like everyone knows your family as being this kind of family?
You know what? It's not that big yet, but it's slowly starting. People are starting to notice like, oh, you and your family have a lot of shih tzus. And it's our dogs. We have a lot of shih tzus. I'm starting to notice my cousin had one, or has one. My other cousin has one. My aunt has one. And I have one. Now, my aunt and I, we were on the phone yesterday, and she said, guess what? I'm coming to Vegas because I'm getting a shih tzu puppy from Vegas. So she's coming this weekend to get a puppy, a shih tzu puppy. And now I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, now I'm noticing all of our families are growing on each other, and we're all starting to get shih tzu puppies.
That's like what you guys will be known for, the shih tzu family.
And she even said, hey, if you want to get one, they have a brother available. I said, oh, as much as I really want a second Shih Tzu, I just can't right now. I mean, like I said yesterday, I have 5 weddings this year. Who's going to watch the puppy? Momo's doing really well with the sitters, but having that second dog, it's
game changer.
It's tough to travel. So there's that.
Is your family known for something? And what are you known for? Like your thing? Maybe it's a breed of dog. Maybe, like I said earlier, it's a car. We were the pug family. Like we all had pugs. It started with my grandma. My grandma started with pugs. Then my aunts, both of my aunts started getting pugs. And then my dad wouldn't let us get a dog. So he liked pugs, but we weren't allowed to get a dog. So when I was finally old enough to go out on my own, we got pugs, and it's just become a thing in our family. It's kind of died down now. I mean, none of us have like sparked it back up, but we're all a pug family.
Well, you're such a pug family. When I see a pug, you're the first person I think of.
You
kind of introduced me to the pug breed. I remember when he got Max back in like 1999, 2000, when he got Max. So yeah, you're my mind. When I see a pug, you're the first person that I think of.
Same. When I see pug memes, I send them to Mercedes.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been all of a sudden getting a lot of Shih Tzu like memes and videos. And so I sent her to Steph. But I think the algorithm thinks I'm a Shih Tzu owner because now they won't stop. I'm like, okay, enough. Where's the pug? Pugs.
You
got to
start following more pugs and liking pug stuff to change that thing. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2005.
And now here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, February 15th, 6 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a lot happening on the show this morning. We've got your tickets to Disneyland coming up at 7:30, a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day park hopper tickets. They're going to be given away with the Mega Minute coming up right around 7:30 this morning. Also, major concert announcement with tickets on the way in just about 15 minutes. And since it's show 2005, let's talk about the year 2005. The top song that year was this one by Mariah Carey.
Come back, baby, please come to me alone.
We Belong Together, biggest song of 2005. That was the year YouTube was founded. Do you remember the reason behind YouTube? Why was YouTube founded?
I think I do. Wasn't it because to replay the Janet Jackson? Was it something to do with Janet Jackson, or Janet Jackson made the Janet Jackson clip made it take off? I thought the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake thing.
From what I understand, it was because it was also because of Jennifer Lopez's Grammy dress.
Oh, that's what it was.
People wanted to see that, but also I think the Janet Jackson thing was definitely the major catalyst for it. So yeah, people were trying to see the whole controversy, and no one could find the clip online. So these two guys, they took to Craigslist. They asked people to upload videos, and then that just kind of became the beginning of YouTube.
That's wild.
Yeah. So that is from 2005. Also in the year 2005, that was the year that the movies to watch were Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Johnny Depp version, Walk the Line, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans back in 2005, just caused devastation for that city. I know a lot of people just uprooted and were left with nothing, and a lot of people moved to Las Vegas after that.
Yeah, we moved back to Vegas from D.C. to Vegas in 2005, and our neighbors across the street from us were there because of Katrina. They left after Katrina, moved to Las Vegas for shelter, pretty much, and just ended up staying in Las Vegas until, as far as I know, maybe they're still here.
Yeah, just devastating for the city of New Orleans. Also in 2005, that was the year that a woman falsely claimed, and I believe that she was from Las Vegas, correct me if I'm wrong, she claimed that she found a finger in her chili at Wendy's. Do you remember?
I remember the story. I don't know there was a Vegas connection to this woman.
Maybe it's not. I need to double check that. But the Wendy's, they suffered like an estimated $21 million in loss of business because of that. And later, she revealed that she actually cooked the finger at her home and drove it to a Wendy's restaurant in San Jose, where that's where she dropped it in her food.
What kind of finger was it?
I don't know. I do not know where she got
the
finger.
So this is the story I'm going to have to Google today, which I love about this. You always drop a little nugget that I like either completely forgot about or didn't know about. And this is the one I have so many questions about. Where'd she get a finger? Where do you get a finger at?
Yeah, maybe you just, is there like a place where people pass away and you're like, can I get a finger from one of those
people? What do you
people?
Need? Your finger, know. You need a toe? Fingers are us. Yeah, that's where you get it.
That was 2005. Brad Pitt left Jennifer Aniston in 2005 for Angelina Jolie.
Oh,
that was when that all happened.
That was the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith they did, right?
Yes. Tom Cruise had his jumping on the couch moment on Oprah in 2005.
Which wasn't that bad.
It was, I just think it was a little over enthusiastic. It was all because he met Katie Holmes and he was just like, oh my gosh. And I think we were all just kind of like, what is he doing?
Out of character, maybe.
Yeah, it was very odd. Also in 2005, that was the year that McDonald's had an ad campaign saying, I'd hit it about a double cheeseburger. And they didn't know what the slang meant. So that they changed that. That was
were there commercials that running on the radio? That would be fantastic.
And born in 2005, uh-oh, the pickings were slim.
Yeah.
Honey Boo Boo.
All right.
That's
there
all
you go.
I got. That's all I got.
There you go. Hey, as we mentioned, you're going to Disneyland. Those tickets are coming up at 7:30. And then up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, that major concert announcement, it is coming. We've been teasing you about it. Huge name in music. That and tickets coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we've been teasing you with it all morning long. Major concert announcement. This morning, trending because a tour is coming. It's Jennifer Lopez. Global sensation Jennifer Lopez is announcing her This Is Me Now, the tour. It's coming to the T-Mobile Arena on Saturday, July 20th. This is her first tour in like 10 years. She did a residency, or in 5 years. She's done a residency here in Las Vegas, but she hasn't headed out on tour. She's going to hit more than 30 cities across North America, including Las Vegas. And her new album comes out tomorrow, also called This Is Me Now. Tickets go on sale for her show here in Las Vegas on February 23rd at 10 a.m. But we have a pair to give away right now for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
This is an event. And you had that story that talking about this next album might be her last album. Maybe she's stepping away from music. This sounds like she's doubling down. She's all in. Jennifer Lopez is back.
Yeah.
This is going to be an event this summer. And you're going to be there. Caller 20 right now. We'll technically be the first person to get tickets to this concert.
Yeah, it was just announced, so make sure you give us a call here. We'll get you a pair of tickets for caller 20. Also trending this morning is Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey. The divas are reuniting. Ariana confirmed the speculation that they would be teaming up for a remix of her new single, Yes And. Yesterday, Ariana posted, I cannot believe the words I am typing. Yes And remix featuring the one and only queen of my heart and lifelong inspiration, Mariah Carey, is out this weekend. This is not the first time they've done a collab. They actually got together on Mariah's remix of the Christmas song, Oh Santa. And then she also made a cameo at her Christmas show in New York City last year. So they're actually good friends. But yeah, remix coming out tomorrow between Jennifer Lopez, Mariah Carey. There's a lot of new music coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, some of this is going to be a massive hit. The song is already a hit. Yes, and now you add Mariah Carey to this mix, we'll be back up on the charts again.
And then finally this morning, Stanley is trending. You know, the Stanley cups that everyone owns. Well, they're known for those water bottles and tumblers, but now they've expanded their brand by launching their first ever apparel collection. The new line features just a variety of items, hoodies, t-shirts, caps, all catering to dedicated Stanley fans and maybe some fashion forward thinking people. The clothing line has There's actually a hoodie that is so cool. I don't even own a Stanley, but I'm like, ooh, I want that hoodie. It's got like a gradient coloring pattern on there. There's a zip hoodie. There's a bunch of t-shirts, and everything just looks very, very comfy. They're available for purchase on Stanley's official website. They're going fast, so you might want to get them. A lot of the items are low in stock, and that is what's trending. Hey, Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to see Jennifer Lopez.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, Robin. Hold on one second. You are the first person in Las Vegas to have tickets to go see Jennifer Lopez. And the winning continues this morning. Coming up here next, we've got Heads Up. And when you win Heads Up in 3 minutes, you'll get tickets to go see Daniel Tosh. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Jade. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I am. Yes, I'm super excited.
All right, we are too. We want to get you these tickets to go check out Daniel Tosh. Two categories to choose from this morning. Do you want to go with Ferris Wheel or Strum Your Guitar?
Oh, wow. Let's go with Ferris Wheel.
Ferris Wheel it is. National Ferris Wheel Day was yesterday. These are all things you would see at a carnival, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm going to go with you.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Jade, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you win. You start now.
These people have makeup on their faces and like curly red hair.
Mine.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. This is, you might have this on a cone or in a cup.
Ice cream.
Yes. This is, it's a ride, and sometimes they have loops, loop-de-loops.
A roller coaster.
Yes. This is, you would eat this sweet treat. It's fluffy. It's pink.
A cotton candy.
Yes. If you want to get in, you got to buy one of these to get in.
Ticket.
Yes. This is, you get in here, and you kind of steer each other, and then you hit each other
bumper cars.
Yeah. Yes. Nice job, Jade.
Awesome.
That was awesome. You were so quick on that.
Thank you.
Jade, you're all set with tickets to go see Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. That's on Saturday, May 18th. So congratulations to you. We'll have more of these Daniel Tosh tickets tomorrow morning when you win Heads Up in the 6 o'clock hour. And then the next hour, when you conquer the Mega Minute, you're going to the Disneyland Resort. That happens at 7:30. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, 6:37. Next hour, your tickets to Disneyland with the Mega Minute. It's all happening at 7:30. So you're in trouble with a friend of yours?
Yeah, what's the rule on sending text messages? Because I really didn't think I did anything wrong here, but my friend kind of got a little upset with me. I have to meet up with one of the dads whose daughter's out at the horse show in California, in Palm Springs, this week to pick up something, because I'm going out there on Saturday to bring something out to his daughter. And I'm friendly with this guy. He's kind of like a friend. So 8:53 yesterday morning, I sent him a text message. Hey, do you want to meet up tonight around 5:15? Immediate response. Well, within a minute, still says 8:53. Okay, I was just sleeping. I work late. Please text me a little later for the future. I'll text you later in the morning.
Ooh, wow, snippy.
That's what I thought.
Isn't
it on? In my mind, I wouldn't send that text message at 4 a.m., but to me, after 8, you're safe. But also in my mind, it is on the person that is receiving text messages on your phone. If you don't want to be bothered, put your phone on silent or turn it off. If you have your phone on, loud, ready to go, it's not on me. It's not my bad that I sent a text message. It's on the person receiving the message to have their phone in the mode that they would like it in. Hey, I'm napping. Let me put it on silent or something. It's on the person receiving the text messages within a respectful window of time, of course.
Yeah, well, what in your mind is a respectful window?
So that was 8:50.
Keep in mind when you wake up versus other
people. Yes, I get up.
Now, for the record, I'm on your side, but let's analyze here.
7:53, I would have felt safe sending that message an hour prior.
I think it's 7:53, no.
Anything prior to 7 with this guy, I would not have sent. Just to be safe. But I thought 8:53 would have been golden.
I think, I in my mind, 8 a.m. is the absolute earliest.
Okay.
And then the latest, 9 p.m. That's my window. But I have different hours than everyone else, and I agree with you. I just, when I don't want to be disturbed, I put my phone on do not disturb. I just put it like that. If it's a family member, I set it up so theirs always come through. So I don't have to worry about any sort of emergencies. I'll get theirs. If it's else, it's probably not an emergency that I can help deal with it in any way, so they can wait. But the fact that he like called you out, if someone would have woken me up, and it's happened before, I wouldn't say like, please don't ever call me at this time, or please don't text me at this time. I'm really surprised he called you out on that.
And that was his first response. Maybe give me a letter. And I'm doing this person a favor by I'm helping them out by doing something, bringing something out to their daughter this weekend. Maybe their first response would be like, yeah, let's meet up tonight around 5:15, and maybe later on when I see him. And we ended up not meeting up last night. We're going to meet up later on this week. But I would not say that would not be my initial text messages. I turn my phone off at night. Unless Laura's out of town, then it's on. But many times I'll wake up in the morning, turn my phone back on, and there'll be a couple messages that came in at, say, like 11:30 at night. But it doesn't bother me because I had my phone turned off. It doesn't wake me up.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think? Is he being petty? Is he being petty LaBelle here? Or is he right? Like, you have to respect the boundaries.
And then when Laura is out of town... So she's out of town right now, so my phone is on, and so that's the risk I'm taking where if someone sends me a text message at 11:30 midnight or so, it's on me because I left the phone on, and I'm not going to be mad at that person, nor at a response saying, do you know what time I get up?
So are you going to be petty back to him when you see... Did you see him yesterday?
No, we're going to try to meet up either tonight or tomorrow. I'm not going to text him until later on this afternoon to see
don't
if tonight still works.
Don't text him. Yeah, now it's in his court. He's set the tone. Sorry, buddy. You're kind of rude.
I'm going to respond. You know what? I get up early. I can't come see you and deliver this stuff to your daughter this weekend.
Yeah, I go to bed at 6 p.m., so sorry.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A day of celebration turned into a scene of terror in Kansas City yesterday. An estimated crowd of 800,000 to a million gathered for the parade and rally for the Chiefs Super Bowl win yesterday, and gunfire erupted west of Union Station. The Kansas City police say that one person was killed, at least 21 others were injured, with many of them being children. Children's Mercy Kansas City Hospital treated 12 total victims from the shooting, which included 11 kids between the ages of 6 and 15. The fatality was identified as Lisa Lopez Galvan. She was an on-air personality at the radio station KKFI 90.1. She hosted the Taste of Tejano show. Three suspects were detained at the scene. Firearms were recovered. They said that, you know, I mean, the people who come to this celebration should expect a safe environment. And I know both of you have friends or family that were there yesterday.
Yeah, my buddy Steve was there with his two sons yesterday, and we're trying to get him on. He's safe. He got okay, but he was there kind of when everything went down. And it's just, you see the videos. How about those two guys that tackled the one suspect that was trying to get away? Talk about heroes. They immediately just jumped in action, took this one guy down until the police could come over there. But you sit there too and you watch the footage because there was like a million people out there yesterday. And when you first kind of hear the gunfire, is it fireworks, part of the celebration? You're not sure. And I don't think if you saw the one video too, there was like a local news station that was there live and they didn't even know what was going on. It's such a chaotic situation when it happens, and it just, your heart breaks for everything for everyone that was involved in this situation.
Yeah, it was just supposed to be a time of happiness and celebration. Mm-hmm. And why that someone would do something like that, I don't think any of us can fathom that. But maybe in a couple of minutes, I know your friend said that he'd be willing to come on the show and just kind of talk to us about the situation. Steph, your cousins, they were at the parade, but not when the shooting happened.
Yeah, thankfully. I was getting kind of emotional just hearing you say that. You see this celebration, you're having fun. Like, we just had the Stanley Cup parade, the Aces Championship parade here in Las Vegas. And just imagine being out there and going through that. And I feel for my family. Luckily, they weren't directly affected. But what if that was them? I couldn't imagine them just celebrating a Super Bowl win. And then all of a sudden, your life is over. it hurts my heart. So thankfully my family's okay, but they are still very overwhelmed and stressed about the whole situation out in Kansas City.
Yeah, I just feel terrible for this woman who lost her life, literally was out there, because from everything I've read about her, she was the biggest Chiefs fan, the biggest, and was over the moon excited that they won and just wanted to be a part of the celebration. And it cost her life. Like that should not happen. It's just, I don't even know how to put it into words how devastating that is.
And just to everyone that was there and involved too, and these children that were injured or children just hearing about it, they should have gone to the event going to school today, because school in that area was not in session yesterday, so people can enjoy the parade. They shouldn't be waking up going in to excited to go talk to their classmates about, I was there, I saw Patrick Mahomes, and it should be a joyous moment they remember for the rest of their life. And now this whole thing is just marred as tragedy, and it's going to affect them for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of the Chiefs players came out and made comments on what happened. And, you know, it's sad. I know that a lot of, there are various opinions I'm not getting into a political debate here, but what gets me is the thoughts and prayers thing. Like, oh my gosh, thoughts and prayers.
They're hollow words. They really are. We all feel that way. It's thoughts and prayers. Absolutely. What else can you, what do you want to do for the people, these victims? Your thoughts and prayers go out to them. But yeah, someone's got to take action on something.
Yeah.
Some kind of action. And there was something about Missouri has some of the loosest gun laws in the country. So mm-hmm. Starting that last night. So there's got to be some kind of action taken. It's this cycle. It happens. We all come out with thoughts and prayers. We need to take action. Nothing happens. It dies down. And a week later, we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, it's just horrible. And so, I'm so happy your friend is okay. Steph, I'm so happy your family is okay. If he wants to talk about it, I totally understand.
No, he wants to come on because he wants to chat with us. So I think we can actually get him here in a few minutes. He was dropping his kids off at school today, trying to get back into the routine, but he said he'll be in his car here in a second. So if you want to call him here in a little bit, we certainly can.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's play a song. Let's take a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk to JC's buddy who was there yesterday, find out how he's doing, how is the city doing, and we'll talk about all that coming up. It's Stained right now. It's Mix 94.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Coming up this hour, do you have your tickets to the Disneyland Resort?
We were talking about the tragic shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs parade yesterday and just how horrific it was for their city to deal with something. So it's such a celebratory moment and it turns into tragedy. And JC, you have a personal connection to it.
Yeah, my buddy Steve, a fraternity brother of mine, a friend of mine since college, lives in Kansas City, and he was actually out there at the parade with his sons, and he's fine now, but he was there and he's on the phone with us right now. Hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, JC, how are you, bud?
Good, good, good. How are things going out there, man?
Lots of mixed emotions, of course. After yesterday, it was just such a kind of roller coaster of emotions. My two sons and a buddy of mine with his twins decided to go out and hit the first part of the parade. We did it last year as well. That's the beauty of having an amazing team is you get back to the Super Bowl. So, that was pretty. That's pretty cool. But like we had a great time last year, and so we decided to do it again this year. And that roller coaster of emotions is that we were so excited, and you know my boys got to see the players and. You know, play football out there with, you know, throwing across the street to the other fans and just such a cool experience and kind of, you know, I would say once in a lifetime, but we've had few. So, but, you know, the hard part was that the aftermath. I mean, we obviously left early. My boys are pretty young, so we decided not to go to the rally, which was down at Union Station where the shooting occurred because it's just pretty crazy down there. You know, for obvious reasons, but just from crowd control. But never thought in a million years that something like that would happen. But the hard part was my uncle works for a news station, and he was actually stationed down there and invited us to come down. And I briefly considered it, but he was right in the middle of all that. In fact, he was still down there till 10 o'clock last night at the Children's Mercy Hospital, just because of all the children, the 9 children that were shot. You know, he was doing coverage down there. So happy we decided not to go down there just because you never know, you know. So it's just it's kind of a surreal moment and, you know, makes you kind of gut check on decisions you make about things to do, which is really sad. But we're all safe. But obviously Kansas City is just, you know, kind of really somber, and it wasn't supposed to be that yesterday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a time of celebration. Steve, I'm so happy that you guys are okay, that your sons are okay. Now, you weren't there when it happened, but do your sons know what happened after they left? Did you tell them? Were they exposed to that at all?
We chose not to. My aunt is a school teacher, and they were planning. I talked to her last night, and they were planning how they were going to tell some of the older students. And I decided against just telling them they're 6 and 7. So I didn't really want to mar the conversation. They already, unfortunately, have to do, you know, gun control drills at their school. So I didn't want to really mar the day with letting them know. So I think if they were a little bit older, it'd be a different decision. But I just chose not to, just on the fact of just not scarring the already joyous day for him. So.
Yeah, that'll be a day that I'm sure they'll remember for a long time as a happy thing. And that's a good thing. You know, the innocence of a child is so important. Yeah. And let them stay innocent as long as they can.
100%. Yeah. So, but praying for the families that were affected down there and the people that just saw it, you know, I mean, like, even though you may not be directly impacted by it, just going through that experience, I can't even imagine. I know my uncle was a little rattled, you know, because he was down there, heard the gunshots, didn't necessarily see anything, but he was pretty rattled.
Yeah,
so I'm sure everybody else was as well.
And then you have there's two Chiefs fans who took down that one suspect. So you see, at the same time, you're seeing this chaos happen. Then you also see two heroes in action just taking that guy down until the police came and arrested him.
Yeah. They still had live ammo with them and stuff. They could have shot more people. So they definitely should have those guys try out for the Chiefs next year.
Yeah, no kidding. Steve, thank you so much for letting us know what's going on. Sending our love from Las Vegas to Kansas City, and just I'm so happy that you and your family you're safe and you're okay.
Thanks, Mercedes. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and I wish you guys the best, too.
All right. See you, brother. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay. Take care, guys.
3, 2, 1. Back to more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
You're going to Disneyland. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we have for you 4 tickets to the Disneyland Resort when you conquer the Mega Minute.
We are talking about, sometimes there's like a trauma. Steph, are you doing what I think you're doing? Oh no, she is. Okay, so she's calling my daughter right now because I was telling Steph, and I don't know if you overheard, have you ever seen your parents drunk?
Oh, which daughter you're calling? This is gonna be good.
Well, the only one that's available right now, Brooklyn's in class right now, so it's got to be Sophie. I was telling Steph that I remember, I will never forget the first time I saw my mom drunk. I've only seen her drunk like 3 or 4 times, but this, the first time I ever saw my parent drunk, it really traumatized me because I was scared that something was wrong. And so we were at, my dad was out of town and our neighbors invited us over for dinner. And so we're playing with the kids, me and my brother. And this is before my youngest brother and sister were even born. So it's me and my one brother and we're playing with the kids and my mom's hanging out with the parents. And I remember my friend's dad, whose house we were at, he got the great idea, like, let's bring out some shots.
Okay.
And I didn't know what shots was at that time. I was just a kid. But I remember, like, they were drinking shots. And we literally, they're our backyard neighbors. So all you got to do is walk up the hill and there's our house. So my mom didn't have to drive anywhere. She's out of town. Have a great time. So it's time to go home. And it was a three-day weekend. I can't remember what the Monday was after, but it was a three-day weekend. So a Sunday night. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to go home. So we start walking. And my mom, she is just like, whoa, like she's having a hard time. So we get to the door. My little brother is, he opens, we had like a screen door. So he opens the screen door. She goes to put the keys in and she can't get her key in the lock. She's just so like, she keeps poking it and it's not getting in. She's like, oh my gosh. And I start getting scared. And I was like, Mom, what's wrong with you? She's like, I'm fine.
Oh, the slurred speech.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, Marcos, watch her. I'll be right back. So I'd run down the hill, knock on my neighbor's door, the house we were just at, and it's Ben, the husband's name. I go, Ben, my mom's drunk. We can't get in the house. And he starts laughing. Like, and I'm like, why is this man laughing? This is awful. And so he walks back up there with me. He's like, don't worry. He would call me Mijita. He was like, don't worry, Mijita. It's going to be okay. Your mom's fine. She just needs to get some rest and drink some water. So we get up there and my mom's just sitting on the step with my brother. And he's like, Magda, what's wrong? And she's like, oh, I can't open the door. So Ben goes, opens it. He goes, there you guys go. He goes, make sure your mom gets in bed. Okay, guys. And we're like, okay, thanks, Ben. I got so scared.
Have you ever seen your parents drunk? It's a traumatizing thing when you see it for the first time. I'll never forget seeing my dad drunk for the first time. We were going to Nantucket, and we're on a ferry, and we were their neighbors, doing a vacation with our neighbors. And our neighbor, Chip Vaughn, he liked to drink. My dad wasn't a big drinker. So my dad was going toe-to-toe with Chip, and I remember seeing my dad on this ferry, and it was just loud, you know, laughing, him and Chip having to be very boisterous over the top, and that just wasn't in my dad's character, how loud he was. And I remember vividly going up to my mom on this boat and go, Mom, something's wrong with Dad. She's like, what? Like, yeah, just something's wrong. And then going with my mom saying my dad just, you know, having a good time. But then my mom taking us away from my dad. And just like, she didn't want us to see him. He was drunk, but having a good time. But when you're a kid, you don't know what's going
it's
on. Like
scary.
You with your mom, you're like, it's an ABC after school special.
Yes.
Help, something's wrong with Mommy. She's drunk.
Oh, no. Well,
it's traumatizing.
My daughter's on the phone. Hi, Sophie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
It's a nice day today. It's a nice day in San Diego. I miss you. I hope everything's going well out there.
I miss you too.
We were just talking.
I'm looking forward to our FaceTime tonight.
Yes, we FaceTime every night.
Oh, nice.
We were just talking about seeing your parents drunk for the first time. You've never seen me drunk, have you?
Personally, I don't think so. Like, I'm trying to think, and whenever you are, you're just like, you do like the classic, like, oh, somebody needs to take this away from me. This is dangerous. Kind of like, oh, I need to stop, or tomorrow morning's going to be rough.
Yet no one takes the drink away.
These are seriously the phrases I use. I think so my husband rarely drinks, but when he does, it's very obvious. Don't you think, Sophie?
Oh, absolutely.
How can you tell Dad's drunk?
His face gets very red. And then the thing is, he's an extroverted person, and I'm not, so I'm already like, oof, extrovert. But then, like, I'm not even one full one. I'd say, like, a half. And it's, like, extrovert explosion.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, honey, you're at a 100. I need it back at a 35.
he's a lightweight. It doesn't take much to get him going. Well, I'm glad I've never been drunk in front of you, at least not to the point where you were aware of what was going on.
Oh, yeah, I mean, when I was little, you were always like very good around me too.
That just so, don't ask yeah, our babysitter. We're when we come home, I'd be like trying so hard to just act normal. Over.
How are the girls?
How was tonight? I love you, baby. I'll talk to you later.
Thank
talk
you,
to you
Sophie.
FaceTime tonight.
All right, here we go. It's time now for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
All right, up for grabs. A 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Not only that, but you will qualify for the grand prize, which is a Disneyland Resort vacation. It includes a 2-night hotel stay and 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. Caller 20 right now will win if and only if you conquer the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Get them all correct, and you will win. We had a winner yesterday. Let's get another one today. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Patty. You're caller 20. Ready to do this?
Woo. Oh, my God, I'm so nervous.
Oh, I get it. I totally get it. Just take a breath. You can do this. We had a winner yesterday. You just got to stay calm and get ready because it starts quickly.
So, Patty, you have 10. You have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you pass on a question or get one wrong, we will come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
What is the name of Mickey Mouse's dog?
Pluto.
Yes. A traditional banana split dessert is topped with how many types of ice cream?
3.
Yes. In a stick shift car, what is the name of the third pedal that you would not find in an automatic car?
Clutch.
Yes. Scotch is what type of drink?
Whiskey.
Yes. In Harry Potter, what is Draco's last name?
Oh, no. Pass.
Air Jordan is a line of basketball shoes produced by what shoe company?
Nike.
Yes. What country is the band U2 from?
Britain.
Incorrect. What? Incorrect. What rock band is known for their hits Thunderstruck and Back in Black?
Pass.
Lansing is the capital of which U.S. state?
Pass.
What ride at Disneyland has bobsleds and an appearance from an abominable snowman?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Patty. Oh, you did. You know what? You started off so strong and just, yeah, a couple of these tripped you up. In Harry Potter, Draco's last name is Malfoy. The country that the band U2 is from, JC?
Ireland.
Yes, Ireland. The rock band that is known for their hits Thunderstruck and Back in Black, JC?
AC/DC.
Lansing is the capital of which U.S. state? That would be Michigan. And that last one, I didn't hear it, but I think you did say it. The ride at Disneyland with bobsleds and abominable snowman is the Matterhorn. Oh, you Patty.
You could hear when she was saying pass, the agony in her voice. She knew it. That I was going to stump her.
I feel so bad. But Patty, you know what? You hang in there and hang up and call right back, because caller 20, you are going to get these passes. 4 of them. 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll qualify for that grand prize, which is a Disneyland Resort vacation with a 2-night hotel stay and 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. Caller 20 gets it right now. 702-364-9400. Yeah. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Today is Single Awareness Day. The day after Valentine's Day is always Singles Awareness Day. So happy Singles Awareness Day. Yes, it says sad, but it's not sad. It's all about empowerment and being happy that you don't need to have someone to make you feel whole. You're
Absolutely.
Happy with yourself.
Love yourself first before you love someone else.
I think of the three of us, we're all in relationships. The only one of us that actually went out and celebrated Valentine's Day last night was you, Steph. I saw you guys went out for a hibachi last night.
We did. It's been a long time since we've had hibachi. And the reason why we haven't had it in so long is because my husband used to manage a hibachi restaurant. And that's all we knew. It's like hibachi restaurants, sushi all day, every day. So we took a break for a few years, went back last night,
And you can tell in James's face, he was analyzing everything about the restaurant. He's looking at the hibachi chefs. He's looking at the servers. He's looking at his... Right when we walked in, he said, oh, that's the owner. I could tell. Oh, no, that's the manager. I could see that. And then when we sat down, he starts saying, oh, they don't have enough servers. Nope, that guy needs to be over here. And he just starts going through like a play-by-play of this hibachi restaurant. Our first time there. I'm like, dude, relax. It's Valentine's Day. It was really funny hearing
him. I'm convinced if you've done a job and then you go to a place where someone else is doing that job, you will sit there and you will nitpick them to death. And no matter what it is, I see my husband doing that with other photographers. If we're at an event, there's a photographer. Oh, he's using the X927Z lens. I wonder how he's going to get good pictures with that. It's grainy. I'm like, oh, okay.
The expertise comes out. Yeah. I worked in a hotel for 4 years. I also got a degree in hotel management from UNLV. So still to this day, anytime I'm staying in a hotel, I'm looking at things from the way that I'm greeted to the way that the room is set up to the way I look at elevators. If an elevator has a stop switch inside of it, it's illegal now. And it's a sign it's an old elevator. So I get an elevator like, oh, my gosh, this elevator is out of date and it is illegal to have this button inside this elevator.
Is that why you buy your own pillows to bring to hotels and Airbnbs? Because you know how dirty they are.
Heck yes.
Yeah.
Heck yes. Absolutely.
I was at Abercrombie the other day, and I was looking at these shirts that were folded, and I unfolded one, and so I wanted to put it back the right way because I worked in retail. And so I go to the employee, I was like, do you have a clipboard? And they're like, a clipboard? I was like, do you have a clipboard? And she's like, oh, for the shirt? She's like, I'll fold it. I'm like, no, I'll fold it. So she gave me a clipboard. I folded it and put it back all nicely.
You're showing them how to do it right, too.
Yes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So the Kelsey brothers, they have a podcast called New Heights. And the latest New Heights podcast episode was released yesterday. And I feel like Jason Kelsey showed his big brother stripes. Because, of course, they talked about Taylor and the Super Bowl and all that. But they addressed that moment that Travis got up into Andy Reid's face during the big game.
Oh, yes. Yeah, got in his face, startled Andy Reid, yes.
Yeah, we know now that, Reid and Travis have discussed it and they're all good. But what social media is applauding is Jason telling his brother his take on the incident.
Okay.
You want to hear the audio?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
You cross the line. I think we can both agree on that.
I can't get that fired up to the point where I'm bumping coach and it's getting him off balance and stuff. When he stumbled, I was just like, oh, in my head.
Let's be honest. The yelling in his face, too, is over the top. I think there's better ways to handle this retrospectively.
Yeah. I know. I'm a passionate guy. I love Coach Reid. Coach Reid knows how much I love to play for him, how much I love to be, a product of his coaching career. I'm not playing for anybody else but Big Red.
He called him out. He said, you crossed the line. That was over the top. I think there are better ways to handle this.
That's a good big brother. I think Travis, he sounds remorseful in that. I don't think he meant to... I'm with Jason. I think you're with Jason as well. You shouldn't be going up to your coach like that. But I think he feels bad for what he did and realized the error of his ways. And hopefully that if he's in that situation, he's not going to go chasing after his coach like that.
Yeah. And I agree. When I saw that, I was like, that is not okay. That is like, I was really let down that he did that. Mm-hmm. And then you heard Coach Reid talk about, he defended him, which I just was like amazed. He's like, he's a passionate guy. He caught me by surprise, but he's just a passionate guy and he just wanted to win. And so it's just interesting to hear after the fact what people are saying about just everything about how San Francisco didn't know the rules.
The overtime. Players were literally watching the rules on the scoreboards. They put the rules of overtime up at the scoreboard at Allegiant Stadium, and players were like, okay, we each get a shot.
Did you see the part where they had Mahomes mic'd up and he's running off after the coin toss and he's like, they want the ball. They want it. He's like, I don't know. They want it. So it was, just seeing all this after the fact is kind of crazy.
Because that was the error. They should have kicked in overtime, correct? For the 49ers.
They would have gotten the ball back no matter what.
Exactly.
So they should have given the Chiefs the ball,
see what they do.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's.
I was thinking the same thing. When this is not your traditional overtime. And then I didn't realize it too. I'm thinking you had 15 minutes. And then the game was So the Chiefs were driving down. The Niners scored, kicked the field goal, right? And the Chiefs had the ball. And it came down like the last, it was under a minute when the Chiefs scored the touchdown. And my mind thinking, if they don't score the touchdown by the end of overtime, game is over. But according to Tony Romo, it's the end of the first overtime, and they would go into a second overtime quarter.
Yes. Yeah.
In playoff rules.
Yes. Well, what I've been seeing on all like the sports talk shows is the reason why Kyle Shanahan, he knew the rules.
Yes.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan knew. And he did that purposefully because he figured that they were going to score seven. Then Kansas City would come back and score seven. And then they'd get the ball back. And that would be the final score.
Because wasn't odds, statistically speaking, there's a better chance of that happening?
Yes.
So
there, like, he knew what was going on, just the players didn't know what was
going on. But did Tony Romo, is that right then? Did Romo have it right? Because he seemed to be questioning himself when he said it. Because Niners kicked the field goal. So the Chiefs now got the ball back and they had a chance to either kick a field goal to tie it, score a touchdown and win it, or not do anything and lose the game. And so they're driving down and there's less than a minute left and the Chiefs are moving fast. And Romo says, just everyone watching at home, there really is no rush because if the time runs out in this first overtime, the game is not over. We go to a second overtime quarter. I'm like, huh?
If they didn't score?
If they didn't either kick a field goal or score that touchdown, and time ran out in that first overtime, they would go to a second overtime? That seemed odd to me.
I don't know. Kelvin wants to explain why the Niners wanted the ball first. Hey, Kelvin, what's up?
Yeah, so I think it's because they needed the defense to rest because they were just off the field. And if they score and Kansas City score again, they get the ball again. So I think it just made sense that they took the ball first.
Yeah, that's a good point. I had heard that too, that their defense needed to rest. They were out there. and that's valid.
Yeah.
No, I totally
going against
that
offense.
That.
Yeah.
Are you a Niners fan, Calvin?
No, but I'm a Broncos fan, so I wasn't rooting for the Chiefs.
Hey, high five. Yeah, I feel we had to go for the Niners because of Shanahan and McCaffrey, because they're like defunct Broncos, you know? They're the spawn of Broncos.
Yeah, you look for those little connections there. Look for those little connections there. And your coach, though, man, he was mean to us at Radio Row last week.
He's not my coach. I'm just kidding. Mike Shanahan was my coach.
Sean Payton is not your coach.
Well, he's not your fraternity brother.
Oh, my gosh.
He was not about your alineum or whatever you said to him.
I said in hoke because he said
E pluribus unum.
I'm quoting Greek philosophy to Sean Payton. He's like, who is this dude?
He's like, okay. Que sera, sera. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I saw something yesterday that I got so emotional. I never thought something like this would get me when I initially came upon it. And it got me really just thinking. Like, you know when you start having like that existential crisis thing, like where you're thinking about life and if you've done things right and what you've learned. Like, I went through that yesterday.
Oh, you went down to that zone, sure.
And it all was because of a TikTok. Now, here's the thing, bear with me. Ladies under 30, what question do you have? And ladies over 30, what answer do you have? That's what the TikTok was. It wasn't even a video. It was two pictures. The first picture was a picture of a woman, and it just says, girls under age 30, ask questions. Then you slide it over to the other one. Women 30 plus, answer them. Let's go. So I look at the comments and there's just so many comments. And then there's this music behind it that I'm reading these and I seriously got emotional. So let's do this right now. Ladies under 30, ask a question. Ladies over 30, answer a question. Some of these I'm reading, don't neglect platonic love. Soulmates come in all forms. Your intuition is a gift. Listen closely. No is a complete sentence. You are not done meeting all the people that will matter in your life. I'm reading some of these and I'm like, oh my gosh.
This music, too, on top.
This is good.
Listen to this one.
So these are things that the ladies over 30
these
are
the over 30 yeah. statements, yeah. Whatever you dream of doing, travel, go dancing, be brave, do it now. It creates a strong base for future you. By the way, it's wonderful on this side. Hope you get to be here one day. Someone commented under 30, this comment section is the older sister I never had.
Oh. I'm like, it really is.
What? What is... What do you want to teach someone under 30 if you're over 30? And if you're under 30, what is a question you have? Like, that you really could use some advice for. 702-364-9400. Keep pictures, even if you think you look bad in them. You'll look back at them later in life and love them.
That's a great one. How many photos? Like, I didn't take enough photos.
I look at some of my old photos, and I remember thinking how awful I looked. And now I look at them with softer eyes, and I'm like, I looked adorable. I was absolutely adorable. Why did I not think I was cute there?
Did you see my highlights? I look back. How many highlights did you have in those earrings?
Hey, man, but it was
the style. It was the look back then.
702-364-9400. Here's some other ones. If someone tells you that you're too much, tell them to find less. You're perfect how you are. Your mental health gets so much better after 25 when your brain is finished growing. Hang in there, girls. This one says, don't compare your timeline to others. I'll be 41 in May and I'm just starting to accomplish goals. And that's okay. Take up space. Be loud or quiet or weird or whatever makes you happy. Shrinking yourself will never work out for you the way you hope it will.
Oh, that's gold right there.
Be more of who you are. Rejection is redirection.
Woohoo!
What the? Ugh!
Those are solid.
Choose people who choose you. Oy. I'm sorry. I'm like tearing up. Like,
some yeah, those are good.
Are such eye-openers.
We just pull that audio of you reading them over that music and yeah. put that out there on TikTok. It'll move some people right there.
We're getting a bunch of texts. Maybe we can read some of these, or if you want to call with yours. I think it could be really helpful to people. 702-364-9400.
And not just girls. Guys, too.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Guys,
too. Sorry,
guys
but it
too,
is,
if
yeah.
you have it.
That's good stuff. So Mix 94.1.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning. Faster. Mix 94.1.
Hi, Amelia.
Hi.
You are an over 30. You've got some big sister advice for the under 30s. What is it?
I do. It's the master key for life and everything you may want in it is just confidence. There's really not much else, just confidence.
When did you feel like you really started to gain that confidence and felt like you could carry yourself with that pride of who you are?
Probably around 32 is really when I started to gain traction for living with that mindset, for sure.
I love that. That is excellent advice. It will come, and it will go, and it will come, and it will go, but it's true.
100%.
Thank you, Amelia.
Thank you.
Okay, Kristen is 25, and you have a question for the over 30s. What's your question, Kristen?
My question is does it get easier to love yourself?
Oh, man. That is a great question. Over 30s, we need your help here. How would you answer her, Kristen? Kristen, hang on the line. I want you to hear these answers that are going to start coming in here at 702-364-9400.
That's Taylor Swift. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Those tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters in about 5 minutes here.
We are talking about big sister, little sister, women over 30. What is something that you want to answer for those that are under 30? Under 30, ask the question. 702-364-9400. We're getting so many texts and calls right now. This is absolutely beautiful. It's almost like, why have we not done this before? But it's just, what would you like someone under 30 to know? If you're under 30, what would you like to know? Some of the texts we're getting, if the more you get attuned to your intuition and live by your inner truth, the easier it is to love yourself. This one says, it gets easier, girl. You're going to have to trust the process, and all the hard times will lead you to success and the future that you will love. This one says, wow, this segment is hitting hard. I haven't had to take a picture taken of myself or allowed anyone to take one of me in years because I hate the way I look. But if I died today, no one would have a current picture of me.
Ooh.
Yeah, it really makes you think. What, over 30, what would you tell someone under 30? And under 30, what's your question? Kristen actually just called and she asked this.
My question is does it get easier to love yourself?
And Amanda is on the phone to answer that. Amanda, good morning. What do you think?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, what do you think, Amanda?
Oh, trust me, it does get so much easier to love yourself. You just have to learn to tune out the outside world.
Tune it out.
The outside world. Yeah, like the outside world can get so nasty and bring you down. You just got to learn to ignore it.
That's great advice, Amanda. And it's very true. It's hard to worry about what people think about you, but once you can just be comfortable in what you think about you. Barbara, good morning. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's not necessarily that you love yourself more. It's that you just stop caring what other people think.
Yeah.
That's a great point, yeah.
it's just not as important to you. Barbara, that's so true. You hit the nail on the head. Now, Kim, you just turned 40. What would you tell the under 30s?
It took me a long time to, like, learn to love myself and be comfortable with myself, and I feel like that just happened recently. So, I mean, I think it comes with time and, like, not caring what other people think about you to a certain extent, but I just started taking care of myself and really loving myself.
Yeah, the key is really, truly, like, falling in love with who you are. Not just loving you, but falling in love with who you are. I'm reading some of these comments that you guys are sending in. I'm, like, almost brought to tears. This one says, some of you were not told or told enough how much you are loved and how worthy you are of every single thing you've ever desired. And I'm here to tell you that you are.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That's... this one says... Cherish your parents. I lost my dad 3 years ago and I still cry when I think of him. Take in their advice. I promise it's not to get on you. This one says, today is the youngest you will ever be and your future self will be jealous. Love yourself every day. This one says, as a man, I wish other men were as reassuring as you women are. This is wonderful. Thank you for that. It's meant for everyone, no, not really just
strong.
For women.
It's a very strong moment.
And then this one says, do not settle for a partner that doesn't treat you like you treat them. Someone else will. I promise. Okay, I'm going to go cry.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Lindsay, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I am so ready.
All right, let's make you a winner this morning. We have two categories for you to choose from. Do you want to go with President's Day or Mix 94.1?
Let's go with Mix 94.1.
All right. World Radio Day was on Tuesday. So these are all things that are associated with the radio, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes all the way.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Lindsay, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You win these tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. You start now.
We play all different kinds. Hip-hop, pop. It's
music.
All... Yes. This is what we are. We're the what?
DJs.
Yes. If you win this, you're going to win a...
Prize?
Yes. This is... Oh, you can't hear us speaking. You're going to turn up the what?
Volume.
Yes. Steph is this for us. She is our what?
Assistant?
Executive what? Oh, okay. This is a radio what?
Station?
Yes. What is the name of this radio station?
Mix 94.1.
Yay! Yay! Sorry. Sorry, I got too excited. I was told yesterday not to get so excited when people win. Congratulations, Lindsay. You did a very good job. That was very excellent.
What was the answer for Steph?
It was producer. Producer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. You won either way. Congratulations.
Thank you. Lindsay. My husband's always wanted to see the Harlem Globetrotters, so this is for him.
Oh, you guys are all set. You bring some friends. You got 4 tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. This is on Monday, February 26th at the Dollar Loan Center. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning when you win Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning with a scratchy voice. I'm still kind of recovering from earlier this hour. We were talking about the advice that ladies under 30 ask a question, ladies over 30 answer it. And I just, I'm so overwhelmed by just, it was just such a wonderful couple of segments with some great advice and some questions, and we're still getting texts on it. As a matter of fact, a lot of the guys are like, hey, we want to be a part of this. We just got a text that said, men over 30, what would you say to men under 30? I'll go first. Stop being the guy that's breaking and hurting these young women, because you're going to be the guy who's trying to fix them after the damage is done. Still will have learned her lessons well. That's some great insight. I love that. Thank you for texting us that. And then we also got this one said, dude in my 50s wants to let the younger guys know that we will wear sandals and black socks in public and it's okay. That's like such a dad thing, isn't it? Like,
totally is.
I just love like dads, and they're just dads so unapologetically. It's just, I don't know. I think when I was talking about, you know, your parents, and I was thinking of my dad, and he would do such dad things, and it just, it makes me smile. Like, what do you think is such a dad thing to do? 702-364-9400. I was thinking about this, and I think it's such a dad thing to do. My husband does it. My dad used to do it. When they send a text, they always use the thumbs up emoji. Like, that is the dad emoji.
It's the go-to emoji.
I don't see anyone else use that emoji but, like, older guys. Thumbs up. It's just so funny. Another, like, dad thing to do. On Christmas morning, gets the hefty bag out, opens it up, and gets it ready for the trash. That is such a dad thing to do. Another dad thing to do. It's time to go. Matt does this all the time. Let's roll. Let's roll. Who says that but dads? Who tells you to roll but dads? What is another, like, such a dad thing to do? 702-364-9400.
Dadisms. I love this. Loud sneeze. I think all dads,
yes.
Loud sneeze. It's just not that it's over the top. When a dad sneezes, you know it's a dad doing the sneeze. And here's something else. I'm not a dad, but maybe that gene is in me. Going to the airport super early. And my parents were here in town right before Christmas, and their flight was at like 10. And we're having a car pick them up. And I'm like, I'll have them get there at like 8. Dad, we should be get to the airport and fine. No, maybe we should do 7 a.m. 7?
Why?
Your flight's at 10.
Such a dad thing.
Why do you need so much time at the airport? But then I'm thinking about myself, because Laura likes to get to the airport last second. Me, I do want some time to enjoy the airport amenities. I'm like, is that just a dad thing? Maybe it is.
I mean, amenities by what? A $15 piece of pizza? Is that the amenity
Walk around,
that you want to
buy
enjoy?
Buy a magazine, get a cup of coffee.
Buy a magazine, really? Like an actual paper magazine? Download it.
I like to have breath mints too. All kinds of things. Just scroll around. No rush.
Such a dad thing. 702-364-9400. Another one is talking about gas prices. Wherever we go, we're in LA. Wow, gas is really high here. It's much more expensive than it is back in Vegas. Or, oh man, east side of town, they have cheaper gas than they do on the west side of town. What's going on? Like, I'm never about gas. So
it's in
much.
Our DNA.
Dahlia, good morning. What is such a dad thing?
So my dad, at the end of every text message, goes, Daddy Eckerin. And I'm like, I know, Dad, you're texting me. I got your number.
You're in my phone. Don't worry. I know exactly who this is. Yes, that is such a dad thing. This one says, my dad always misunderstands us lyrics. So do the stanky leg was do the steak and eggs. I actually kind of like steak and eggs better. This one says, such a dad thing to do is to always say, go ask your mom. My dad always said, you make a better door than a window. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's a dad line.
That is the dad line of dad lines.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So a lot of people are talking about Beyonce and her new album. She's caused some controversy. Well, I wouldn't say she's caused it. Other people have caused the controversy. On country music stations, she kicked off her new album called Act 2. And it sounds like it's going to be a country album. She released two singles, this one called 16 Carriages.
Underpaid and overwhelmed. I might cut clean, but still won't fall. Still working all my life, you know. Only God knows, only God knows, only God knows. 16 Carriages. Driving.
And then she released this one, too, called Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
So earlier this week, a fan posted a note that was a response to a request. They had requested to their local country music station in Oklahoma that they play one of Beyonce's new songs. And the response was, we do not play Beyonce on KYKC as we are a country music station. So there was a major backlash. They're like, this is a country song. So a representative from the station, they said that the station manager didn't know that Beyonce had released country music. Mm-hmm. So they thought it was just like if they had asked, hey, can you play Justin Bieber? We don't play Justin Bieber. We're a country station.
I can see that makes sense.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
I completely understand that.
I think a lot of people took it the wrong way. Yeah. Like they're like, no, she's not country. So they are now playing both of those songs. They said up until now she hasn't been a country artist, so we responded to the email in the same way we would have responded to someone requesting a Rolling Stones song on our country station. Act 2 comes out on March 29th.
I love the sound of this one. The Texas Hold'em one, it's a great sounding song.
We added it.
We playing it?
We added it on our station.
Nice.
Yeah, this week. So you may be hearing it a little more on this station.
And if that station is telling me, I completely get that where they're coming from. Hey, play something to Beyonce. We don't play Beyonce. We're a country station. Not knowing that it was out there, but if that, it also could just be a real convenient excuse for an error that they made.
Yeah, that is true. I believe them. Mm. I mean, I think that the person who responded to the, hey, you got a response. Like, that's a miracle. Yeah. But it was, yeah, I totally think that was the case. Mm. Yeah, so also just speaking of that album, they're saying that Taylor Swift might be doing a collab on that album. Something big is gonna happen. There's the record people are teasing, like, it's gonna be the biggest thing you've ever, it's gonna be the biggest news you've ever seen with Beyonce. So I don't know, but a lot of people are saying that there's gonna be a Taylor collaboration. The label is saying, let's just say she is on the approach of shocking the world.
The Beyonce is. We had the speculation that Beyonce and Lady Gaga would be doing something together based on some clues that were out there.
Yeah.
So now we're thinking Taylor is on the album?
That's what the rumor is. I don't know. I some of these rumors are, they get, you know, just with whatever's big at the moment, then all of a sudden that's the story. So
Label is saying that, though. Something
not
very
to me directly. This is just like from articles and stuff.
Okay.
I didn't talk to them.
Okay. I thought the label said that to you directly.
No. Let's make that clear. They did not say that to me directly. What else this morning? Did you see the inventor of Pop-Tarts died?
No.
So sad. He was 96 years old. His name's Bill Post. He's the guy who invented Pop-Tarts, you guys. It happened back in the early 60s. He was working with Kellogg's, and he initially called them fruit scones.
Okay.
They changed that to Pop-Tarts as a play on the pop art movement at the time. And he was always really quick to downplay his role. He said it was all his team, but he was really the guy that was behind it. His modesty might have also been because he kind of copied and improved upon a competing product. There was something called Country Squares that was made by another company, and so a lot of people think he actually stole that idea.
But wait, his last name was Post? So Kellogg's Post cereal? Was he the Post in Post cereal?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But
96.
96 years old. Godspeed, Bill Post. I will say that the only way to eat a Pop-Tart is to get the brown cinnamon and brown sugar ones, put them in your toaster, and toast them. Not cold.
Oh, I'm a cold one all the way. And icing down. You want the icing to hit your tongue first.
I agree on the icing part. But is that not the best flavor?
No, the strawberry. Strawberry's great. Was there a blueberry one? There's so many different flavors now, but the old school strawberry for me.
Cinnamon and brown sugar for me. What about you, Steph?
There is a flavor called strawberry milkshake. Not the basic strawberry. It's a strawberry milkshake Pop-Tart. The best flavor of Pop-Tart, hands down. No fighting me.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're Mercedes just going to have to agree to disagree.
She's taping up her knuckles right now. She's going to walk over there and take it to you. What's your flavor?
Cinnamon brown sugar.
Cinnamon brown sugar over you, Steph.
Strawberry milkshake all day, every day.
The milkshake doesn't bring this girl to the yard. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. When you're with someone for a long period of time, you get very comfortable with them. I'm happy to say, like, we've been working together for a long time, but I feel like there's still a little mystery in our working relationship, in our friendship. But apparently, with your wife, you crossed that line?
I did, and it was something that I don't think I've ever done. And if I have done before, it's been years. Okay, so it was after I got home yesterday, and I had to use the bathroom. So I was on the toilet. And Laura called.
That's usually where you... Well, unless you go in the backyard.
It's the front yard.
Yeah.
Or at the radio station.
Yes.
Oh, okay. My gosh. We had a morning show from San Francisco that was here, I guess, post-Super Bowl for a couple days.
Uh-huh.
And there was one guy on their show that literally destroyed that. I'm so sorry. It wrecked it. San Francisco did.
I believe you.
So anyway, I won't get graphic, but I'm at home and I'm on the toilet. And if Laura calls... I usually try to pick up, and if I'm in that situation, I'll pick up and be like, hey, let me call you right back. I'm doing something, and just hang up or send a text message. Can I call you right back? But for some reason, she called yesterday, and I just picked up, and we just started talking. And I was going about my business, and she picked up on it, and she's like, are you in the bathroom? And it's like, oh, my gosh, yes, I am. Let me call you back, and hung up. That's the first time. Do you and Matt do that? Do you have conversations on the phone while you're on the toilet with Matt?
Not on the phone. No, I don't do that. Oh, we'll text back right away. Going to the bathroom. Something like that.
Yes.
But the thing I do, and we were just talking about what's such a dad thing to do. I think this is such a mom thing to do. I don't know if other moms do this, but like I'll go to the bathroom. Just number one, I'll just go pee and I don't close the door and I don't turn on the light. I just sneak in there. I just go. And we have a running joke where my daughter started it because she used to do that. And she'd always say that it's a revolution. She's not going to be beholden to closing the doors and being ashamed of what she has to do. So she would go and leave the door open and while she's going, she'd go, revolution, revolution. So now I do that. So when I go in there, and if Matt walks by, I'll go, revolution, revolution. And like, do any other moms do that? Do you go to the bathroom, like, with the door open, just sneak in, sneak out, get in there, get out of there?
And also, too, what's that comfort level? And when did you cross it? Because after I did that, I'm like, I am never doing that again. It just, and it wasn't like I was trying to, like, I was just sitting there on the toilet. I was doing things. And then she picked up on it. So it's just, yeah, I'm gonna keep the privacy. I'm not going to have a revolution in my house. I think Laura, she revolts because when she goes into the bathroom, door's open. She does her thing. But for me, I want to have that level of intimacy and some privacy and her not see me or hear me in that element.
Like, you're not allowed to be able to do that?
Why? Does Matt fart in front of you?
No, he doesn't. Unless it's on accident, like at night. I think I told you. Like once, sometimes he'll wake me up, I'll hear something, and then he'll go... Sorry. He always apologizes. I'm like, it's fine.
I stopped, gosh, maybe 15 years ago, because a buddy of mine pointed out, I was like, dude, keep some romance. Like, why are you doing that? So I stopped. So I don't do that. But I'm like, Matt, sometimes something will happen. Or I think I'm alone. I'll be upstairs in the guest bedroom and just, and then Laura's downstairs in the office. I heard that. I'm like, why are you calling me out on it?
There's times where I think you get so like safe in that studio because you're by yourself in there, and then I'll walk in. I'm like, dang it!
I never had, right hand to God. I never had. No, would never.
That's your left hand. No, I'm just kidding.
Mercedes, there's a call I want to go to. You were talking about your pee revolution at the house.
Yes.
Peeing with the door open and everything. Rebecca's on the phone, and she's got a comment for you.
Mercedes, I also pee with my bathroom door open. Ain't no shame in my pee game.
Thank you, Rebecca. I feel much better. I you would be surprised at the number of texts that came in that a lot of women do that.
Suzanne, I think she's kind of the same sentiments.
Okay.
Mercedes, I also pee with my bathroom door open. Ain't no shame in my pee game.
It's a thing.
Oh, is that the phrase? Ain't no shame in
Ain't
my
no
pee
shame.
Game?
Lucy?
Mercedes, I also pee with my bathroom door open. Ain't no shame in my pee game.
Wait a second. Why are they all saying the exact same thing?
I don't know.
What is happening?
It's a thing, I guess.
What are you doing?
Tanya.
Mercedes, I also pee with my bathroom door open. Ain't no shame in my pee game.
What is happening?
Hold on 1 second.
What are you doing?
Steph says there's a couple guys on the line that are upset about our Radio Row last week. Remember last week all those stars are blowing us off?
Yeah.
Frank, what's up, buddy?
Hi, Mercedes and JC. I heard Dan Marino blew you off at Radio Row. Forget him. You have just as many Super Bowl rings as he does.
Oh, dang. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's messed up. Oh, that's good. That's very true also.
Who is this? Cindy wants to comment on our Pop-Tart conversation from earlier.
Okay.
Cindy, you're on mix. Go ahead.
Mercedes and JC, you are both wrong. The best Pop-Tart flavor is frosted banana bread.
Okay. First of all, where were all these calls? Where was I? When they all came in.
They're all coming in.
I was literally here. I didn't see them all call. What is happening?
This is wild. It's an AI-generated software system to generate voices for radio stations. And all these
voices...
Wait,
those weren't real people?
These were not real people. These are AI-generated voices. Here's one more on the Pop-Tart.
Mercedes and JC, you are both wrong. The best Pop-Tart flavor is frosted banana bread.
How real do they sound?
Wait a second. Wait a minute. Wait a dang minute. Those are not real people?
No.
That's impossible.
Give me something to say here, because it's this software system that we have. Takes about maybe 30 seconds to download something. But first off, what kind of format do you want? Do you want to be a classic rock caller, classic kids caller, a country caller, a hot AC person, a news talk radio station?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Pick one.
Okay,
pick one.
I'll go classic rock.
Have them say... today is the day that changed my life. It is the day that I attended my first Vegas thrill game.
Okay.
Since tonight's their home opener.
Changed.
This is scary. Has AI affected your job? JC, they literally will have no use for us.
I know. I'm attending my first thrill game.
This is just the beginning. One day we're going to listen to the show, and then we're going to be like, oh, that's where it all started.
Do you want male or female voice?
Female.
Female. Okay. Hi, Mercedes. Okay. Generate listener. So it's generating right now. We'll have a response here in a second.
Okay. This is really scary.
It is wild.
I'm actually not happy about this.
These voices are so spot on, these voices. It takes about to act. They're so good. It takes about 30 seconds.
This is a whole software system.
Yeah. Let me go back to the one I do have here that I got earlier. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Our ladies are done. You ready?
Okay.
Here's the first one.
Hi, Mercedes. Today is the day that changed my life. I'm attending Vegas thrill game.
Well, she doesn't have proper grammar, but that's a good try.
Hi, Mercedes. Today is the day that changed my life. I'm attending Vegas thrill game.
What the? This is so scary.
What kind of speak is this?
Can I
attend game?
Can I use this software to just like record a whole conversation with my mom? Because sometimes she has a tendency to go on and on and on. So can you just get it to say, uh-huh? Oh, really? Oh, really? Uh-huh? And just play it over and over.
On loop. Absolutely, male or female. I got you covered, Mercedes. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Thursday. Make sure you join us tomorrow. We'll be back getting ready for your weekend. A lot happening on the show, including more tickets for you to check out Disneyland 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We are headed out. Hopefully I see you all tonight at the inaugural Vegas Thrill Game. Doors open at 5:30. Game starts at 7. It's going to be history in the making out in Henderson, so I hope to see you guys all there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm excited for you guys tonight. It's going to be almost a sellout, right?
They think it'll be sold out by the time comes.
Buy your tickets now instead of get them at the door tonight just to be safe.
It's going to be so much fun. So that's it for us. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
We talked about seeing our parents drunk for the first time, and Sophie called to talk about her mom, Mercedes.
You've never seen me drunk, have you?
Personally, I don't think so. Whenever you are, you're just like, you do like the classic, like, oh, somebody needs to take this away from me. This is dangerous.
That's my line. Get this away from me. I don't need any
more. Okay, one more call before we go. Allison's been on the line for. Hey, Allison, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Real quick before you wrap up, I think Mercedes was drunk this morning. You have to be drunk to like brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging in there, Allison.
I'm scared of AI. I'm really scared.
That was AI Allison, our new favorite caller on the radio station. That'll do it for show number 2005 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.